for the Rider Dynasty podcast. Let's go!
All right, welcome to the Ride or Dynasty podcast. I am your host, JJ Wenner. With me tonight, as always, is my brother, the Devi Dirtbag himself, Ryan Bickerstaff. How are you doing tonight, brother?
Hey, man. I'm great. I'm happy to report that I am symptom-free, and I hope you're the same way.
Absolutely. I like that you titled our pod the Impromptu Quarren Pod. I don't know how I'm quite going to handle being off of school for at least 2 weeks, if not through the end of the school year. I'm going to go a little bit crazy, I think. We'll see. We'll see what happens. I hit the liquor store today, so I'm stocked up on my bourbon and whiskey, so I should be able to last at least 2 weeks. What a crazy day today. So much news. Obviously, the biggest news of the day, DeAndre Hopkins being traded for David Johnson. I don't even know what to say about this trade. Ryan, what were your initial thoughts?
That Bill O'Brien should have been fired yesterday before he could make such a terrible move. This is just crazy. You mean to tell me you're trading a top three, possibly the best wide receiver in the NFL, still in his prime, with 3 years left on his contract, for a 28-year-old, I mean, let's call it what it is, washed-up running back. And yeah, of course, there's that second-round pick in there, which, I mean, who knows what way that's going to go. It could be a bust for all we know. I don't know. This is just I'm puzzled by it. It's incredible that this actually happened.
Yeah, I think baffled kind of describes most of the reactions I have seen on Dynasty Twitter, Fantasy Twitter in general. I am still a believer in David Johnson. I think that he might have a pretty solid year or two left in him, especially in Houston. But I just don't get it. But I don't understand a lot of what Bill O'Brien does. I didn't understand the Jadeveon Clowney move. I didn't understand everything they gave up for Tunsil. So I don't think he's a great GM. Am I going out on a limb here?
No, I think you're pretty much spot on with that. I think Houston's one of those teams that desperately needs a GM. It's like he's trying to pull a Belichick down there or something, and it's just not working.
Yeah, trying to pull a Belichick without the requisite ability to do so. So fantasy outlook. DeAndre Hopkins going to play with Kyler Murray. That's pretty exciting to me.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
In the air raid offense, Cliff Kingsbury, do you see Hopkins having a better year than he did this year?
I would say so, yeah. I mean, he's going to the most pass-heavy offense in the NFL. The quarterback is, I don't think Kyler Murray's as good as Deshaun Watson, but it's not a big step down by any means. So, I mean, we're looking at a guy that's going to see 15 targets a game.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot, but it's not out of the realm of possibility. So, I mean, fantasy numbers could be enormous for Hopkins.
So, looking at this addition, what does that say about, you know, a couple guys I've been picking up, Andy Isabella, Hakeem Butler, Christian Kirk? Does this show a sign that they're not believing in the talent of these three guys, or are they just trying to go four strong?
Well, again, I mean, this is the most pass-heavy offense in the game. They want to throw the ball, and they want to throw the ball a lot. If you have four guys that can go out there, and, I mean, we can't forget about Larry Fitzgerald, too.
Absolutely.
But if you have four or five guys that can go out there and make plays at the receiver position, that's just going to make that offense that much better. As far as I'm concerned, Christian Kirk, this is going to help him because I don't think he's a true number one. So that you have your number one guy, because there's all the speculation that they're going to draft a wide receiver at, what's it, 8 overall, 9 overall?
Right.
And Now that's cleared up. They're not going to draft a receiver anymore. I think they're going to go best offensive line available. So what they have now is they have a true alpha number one receiver. You have Christian Kirk, who's going to do a ton of damage out of the slot now. Defenses aren't going to be – they're not going to worry about Christian Kirk. Like, and I don't think they're going to worry much about Larry Fitzgerald either. Larry Johnson, where did that come
or
Larry, from?
Or even Grandmama. I mean, just, they're not going to worry about him at all.
One too many beers here. Andy Isabella, Hakeem Butler, I think that they have some ability to be good at this in the NFL, but they might need another year to acclimate, and I think this is all around just a good move.
Yeah, I think it's going to be one or the other. I don't think Andy Isabella and Hakeem Butler are going to break out. One of them will. We'll see who it is. We should be able to tell by the end of this year. Now, looking at the other side, the Houston side, I think David Johnson is going to be a top running back one in 12-team leagues this year. I do. I think he has the ability. Before his injury, he was putting up PPR points. I mean, he's definitely better than Carlos Hyde, who had a shockingly solid year for Houston last year. What are your thoughts?
I don't know. I really just don't see it. Like, I mean, David Johnson, he was a healthy scratch late in the year. Like, he wasn't utilized at all. I mean, I don't know what that was. Like, if they saw something that we haven't yet, like he's lost his ability, did he fall out of favor with the coaches? Was it just that Kenyon Drake was playing that well? Who knows? But
I just think Kenyon Drake was a better fit for that offense. I think David Johnson still has a lot of talent. I mean, this isn't a Marvel comic where all of a sudden somebody loses the ability because somebody dropped kryptonite and send Marvel people insane, right? Because that would be kryptonite's DC, right? That's DC
it's DC.
Okay, sorry about that. So, yeah, anyway, I think David Johnson will be fine this year. It's still not worth the trade. What about the wide receivers on Houston? Kiki Cutie? Who else do they have?
Kenny Stills, Will Fuller. He'll be, you know, 4 or 5 games. He'll be able to play for them.
I mean, Kiki can't stay healthy. So I guess, I mean, does Houston have a first round pick this year?
No, they traded that to Miami.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's garbage. But that's a bad trade.
I mean, they picked up a second, so they might have a shot at, like, I don't know, Denzel Mims, maybe.
Or Jalen Reagor.
Yeah.
You know, one of those guys might fall.
Yeah, I mean, so I guess it's possible they can. This is a deep receiver class, so that might be what they're thinking is, sitting at whatever it is, pick 40, we might have a shot at a really good receiver, but that's a pretty big gamble to take. Especially with the depth chart they have, 2 injury-prone guys. I know that's kind of a taboo term, but they both can't stay healthy.
Well, Bill O'Brien comes from that New England Bill Belichick tree where these coaches think they're Bill Belichick and they're not. So they want to be the alpha on the team, and anybody who gives them any sort of attitude or pushback, they seem just to cut or trade away in order to maintain their machismo or whatever it is. So I think it's a ridiculous move. But I think we've kind of exhausted all aspects of this. I think that we can both agree Arizona's offense was already an ascending offense where we were all trying to get pieces of it. It's only going to get better with this move.
Yeah, I completely agree with you on that. It's going to be easily top 10 this year.
All right, so some other tight end news right now. Looking at Austin Hooper going to Cleveland, he becomes the highest paid tight end. Cleveland also adds Case Keenum and Jack Conklin. Now, Hooper is not the best tight end in the league.
No.
I don't know why he would be paid as the best tight end in the league. To me, he's a second-tier tight end. A tight end one, yes, but as everybody knows, being a tight end one isn't that big of a deal because it's the top 2 or 3 guys, maybe 4 now, and then everybody else falls below. I don't think he's going to be in the top six this year. I think he has an okay year, but he does not create after the catch. I don't know. What do you think about Hooper going there?
I don't know. I think it kind of, I just don't know the kind of targets he's going to get there. Between Odell Beckham Jr., you have Jarvis Landry, you have Kareem Hunt, who's a great receiver out of the backfield. Even Nick Chubb's a solid receiver. I mean, he's looking like a potentially fourth option in the passing game. I don't know. I'm not loving the fit, to be honest. He's a great weapon. I think he's a top five tight end in the NFL, but I don't know. I think there were just better teams for him to land than Cleveland.
Yeah, probably for his own personal stats. I think they're going to be able to line up with him and Njoku and two tight end sets with Chubb in the backfield. And I think they're going to be able to do so much out of those formations. It's going to be a much more exciting offense. Now, I'm not a big believer in Baker. I don't know if you're predicting 40 touchdowns again. Or I know Michael's I won't make fun of him, but
I have tempered my expectations of Baker Mayfield.
Okay.
I think that it was a little unfair and a little too soon last year. To put that pressure on him, to assume he was Mahomes 2.0. That's just unrealistic. But
I'm glad you have come to that realization.
Yeah. It was just, I don't know. I looked at the weapons around him, and it was right there.
We all get excited for fancy new toys, and he had the best new toys.
Yeah, he really did.
So staying in the tight end field, Hayden Hurst kind of went to Atlanta to replace Austin Hooper. Do we think he can replace Austin Hooper? I mean, they kind of run the same types of routes. They're both the same age. Are they the same age? I think Hurst might be older.
I think Hooper's a little bit younger, actually. I don't know. I'm not a big Hayden Hurst believer. He flamed out of minor league baseball because of a case of the yips. It says a lot about a guy's psychology, I guess, for lack of a better word. I don't want to try to get into a guy's head. I don't even know him. I don't know. I don't believe in him. I just don't. He made some plays for Baltimore last year, but he was
down the stretch.
Yeah, but I mean, he was a first round pick, and he got beat out by what round was Mark Andrews selected in? Third, fourth? And
yeah, then, that's true.
He couldn't even get past Nick Boyle on the depth chart. Baltimore essentially traded their tight end 3 for a second round draft pick.
Yeah, it's a pretty good trade.
Yeah,
it's a pretty good trade. They're doing some solid work in Baltimore. Landing Calais Campbell, Michael Brockers, getting rid of Hurst for a second. They're definitely loading up for the big game this year.
Oh, yeah. I would love to see Lamar Jackson take that next step and get them to the Super Bowl.
Well, speaking about quarterbacks who are trying to get their team to a Super Bowl, Ryan Tannehill got paid. 4 years, $118 million, $62 million guaranteed. Cha-ching. Did you think he was going to hit this kind of payday?
I think it's insane.
Is it?
I mean, all right. If you really think about it, it's not. Like, there isn't necessarily a better quarterback available on the market that they guaranteed have a shot at. Especially given what he did in that system last year. But, I mean, for a guy with a track record of, like, he missed 2 years in a row, basically, with ACL injuries. I mean, he just has a track record of getting hurt. He's been a solid quarterback, but he hasn't been a $118 million quarterback, I don't think. But, I mean, who knows? They got to the AFC Championship game.
That might be $118 million worth of publicity, ticket sales. You know, future season ticket sales.
Yeah, he's been great for Nashville. I know that, like, after that tornado that he was, like, scrambling to...
Yeah, you know, I mean, from everything you read, he's nothing but a class act, but that is a lot of money. I think the biggest loser in that deal is Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones had the opportunity last year to sign Dak for about $30 million a year. And now Tannehill's getting $30 million a year. A little bit less, right? 29?
Ish, yeah.
What is Dak Prescott worth if Ryan Tannehill gets 30?
Well, he was just hit with the exclusive tag, which is about $33 million, if I'm not mistaken. So, yeah, I'd say right in that range.
I mean, it's ridiculous that Jerry Jones didn't sign him last year. I know there's people who hate on Dak Prescott. For the life of me, I know you and I will never understand why. Actually, I think all of us on this pod are fans of Dak Prescott. So,
yeah,
it makes no sense to me. But, I mean, also getting tagged were A.J. Green, Derrick Henry. Do we think either of those players play the year out on the tag?
I think Henry will. And I actually don't have any reason to believe AJ Green won't play out the year on the tag. I mean, they're getting a new really, really good quarterback, assuming assuming they make the right decision in April. Let's put it this way. Joe Burrow is being served up to them on a silver platter, and if they don't make the move, it's their fault. But yeah, AJ Green, I think both him and Derrick Henry will play out the year on the tag. But the problem is I don't see either one of them getting a long-term contract out of it. I mean, AJ Green, he's what, 31, 32? And then Derrick Henry, he's only 26, I want to say. But that's old in running back years.
Yeah, it's definitely older than you want in your running back. Yeah, I don't know how I feel about Derrick Henry this year. I wasn't on his train last year. I think I'm kind of going to double down and say I don't think he can repeat the amount of touches he had and the success he had. I think teams sort of showed in the Kansas City showed how to kind of shut him down with not a super strong defense. So we'll see what happens there. Dak, I think Dak will play because I think that's the kind of guy Dak is. But that man deserves to get some money. And I hope Dallas realizes it. But, I mean, Jerry Jones is an idiot.
Yeah.
He's not a great owner. So I don't believe he'll make the right decision there.
Yeah, they already made the wrong decision on Amari Cooper. He's going to sign somewhere else.
Well, I don't like Amari Cooper, so I'm fine with that. Yeah. I think Michael Gallup's a better wide receiver overall.
Oh, see, I think Gallup's going to suffer if Cooper leaves town.
Well, I think I shouldn't say Gallup's a better wide receiver. I think Amari Cooper has such big games followed by nothing games. I know I talked about that last offseason.
Yeah, he's very boom or bust.
He only puts up a couple big games. Week. Yeah. And then it's nothing. I hate having that on my team. So I would never draft him because I need somebody more consistent just so I can be at least in games for those weeks when he would normally be down. I mean, Kirk Cousins got extended. That's no big deal. I didn't think they were going to go any other direction than with him.
Yeah, me neither.
Devonta Freeman got cut. That was pretty much what everybody thought. Blake Jarwin has received the blessing to be, I guess, the tight end one for the Cowboys.
Yeah, he got paid pretty well. 3 years, 24 and a quarter million. That's some decent money.
Yeah, that's a pretty big vote of confidence. He's pretty athletic. He's still relatively young. I feel good about him this year. I think if they don't add any other like draft picks at that position, I don't think anything's stopping him from being a top 10 tight end this year.
Yeah, I mean, I tend to agree. He had, what, 365-ish receiving yards and three touchdowns sitting behind Jason Witten last year.
Yes.
So if you allocate those vacated targets to Jarwin, yeah, he can be a top 10, top 12 tight end, I mean.
Yeah, absolutely. Keep an eye out for him, especially if you're in tight end premium leagues. You might be able to still get him for cheap.
Or even off the waivers.
Yeah, true.
In some leagues.
Depends how deep it is.
Yeah.
Now, on the defensive side of the ball, we already talked a little bit about Calais Campbell, Michael Brockers. The Colts trade the 13th overall pick for the star defensive lineman from the San Francisco, DeForest Buckner. Wow. That was a big time trade.
Yeah. And he's only 25 or 26 too.
So, and good.
Like, getting an, and good. Like, you're getting an all pro, Pro Bowl caliber defensive tackle in his prime for the 13th overall pick.
Yeah. Like, and then
I was thinking of. Oh, go on.
No. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, I was trying to put this in perspective earlier, and I was thinking Derrick Brown, the incoming rookie from Auburn, he's going to be a top 10 draft pick.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a complete wild card. I mean, he's going to be a rookie, and we don't know how these guys are actually going to be in the NFL. I mean, we're looking at a guy that, I mean, he's proven, he's an all pro, he's a pro bowler. He's good. He's really good. And you get him for the 13th overall pick, basically.
Yeah, that's a slam dunk win. Slam dunk, great trade for the Colts. However, you know, the San Francisco 49ers get the 13th overall pick for losing one piece of one of their strongest defensive position. So will they take a step back on their defensive line? Possibly, yes. I mean, he's a pro bowler. But they still have a ton of talent on that line.
Oh, yeah, they still have.
And now they get to add, I mean, think of all the weapons they can add at 13 to overcome that lack of firepower they had going into the championship, the Super Bowl against Kansas City.
Yeah, I mean, at 13, you could be looking at a CeeDee Lamb or a Jerry Jeudy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Or maybe they'll be stupid and add another running back into that conundrum of bodies they have back there.
That Charlie Foxtrot they have.
Yes.
Although if you get a guy like Jonathan Taylor or DeAndre Swift, you clear up the situation pretty quickly. You know who's going to be the number one.
Do you? With San Francisco, you do.
That offense, all right. Yeah,
that's like saying the Patriots draft Damian Harris. You know who's going to get the ball. Not Damian Harris.
There's always this year.
All right. Speaking of other big deals for defense, Byron Jones, 5 years, $82.5 million. $57 million guaranteed. What the hell is going on here?
Well, I can see why Dallas didn't sign him back. If that's the kind of money he was demanding, wow. That's really all I have to say about it. He's a good corner. He's a really good corner, but damn.
Yeah, I don't know if he's that good. That's ridiculous. That's a ridiculous amount of money.
Highest paid in the league.
Especially for a guy who doesn't really have a lot of pass breakups. You know, he doesn't defend a lot of passes, doesn't get a lot of interceptions. I mean, I guess because teams don't throw at him, but I'm not feeling that signing at all.
Yeah, I'm not either. But, I mean, leave it to the Dolphins to
do something to confound us. So, looking now, the last big question, and I think the major piece that's going to cause a lot of these other questions to be answered, is where does Tom Brady go? I've heard he might go back to the Patriots. I've heard the Bucks, and I heard the Raiders are still in it. So those are the three teams that are left. What are we thinking?
I think at the end of the day, he stays with the Patriots. I don't know. Him in Tampa, I just don't see it. Like, what are you going to do? Throw bubble screens to Chris Godwin and Mike Evans all day?
You don't think he has an arm left at all?
I'm kind of just going by what he did in New England. Like, it's mainly short passes. I mean, he isn't throwing 40 yards downfield like Jameis Winston does, rarely at least.
He didn't have the talent around him. So I don't know. I don't know what he's going to do. I'm definitely interested to see what he could do with that level of talent around him. I mean, if he goes to Las Vegas, that would then like send Carr into trade categories and I don't know. I can't see him going to play for John Gruden. That just seems like the polar opposite of playing for Bill Belichick.
Yeah, I don't see it either. I think if he landed with any other team besides New England, it would be Tampa. But I just, again, I don't really see how that benefits Tampa. Replace your, you know, your young potential franchise quarterback with a 43-year-old. He might be the greatest of all time, but he's 43. How much does he...
Wait, who was their potential franchise quarterback? Jameis Winston?
Jameis Winston.
Poof. Man, I don't know if he was their franchise quarterback then. He had every opportunity to take them to the promised land and could not do it.
Hey, he got that LASIK, though. Maybe that's the key.
He did. He did get LASIK, and I believe a couple other surgeries this offseason. Did he have some, his knee trimmed up a little bit? He had a little bit of like a meniscus tear?
Yeah, I think he did that. He had a meniscus, and he had 30-30 vision.
Oh, Jameis. Well, I mean, I haven't taken a look to see if anything else has happened. Oh, okay, so, oh, wow. Javon Hargrave, defensive tackle from the Steelers, just went to the Eagles. Holy crap. So now you have, Hargrave and Fletcher Cox with Brandon Graham on the outside? That's a pretty formidable line.
Yeah, that's a great sign for the Eagles.
I mean, hopefully they'll be able to, you know, find a receiver, but that's not too bad. All right. Anybody else you want to talk about in this crazy day one of tampering?
No, I think we hit all the big ones.
All right. Well, I'm actually a little bit exhausted, and I don't know if that's because I've been laying around like a bum all day since, you know, my school is closed. But thanks for talking about doing a pod tonight. This actually, our impromptu corn pod was pretty much fun for me. What about you?
Yeah, it was a ton of fun. I'm glad we did this.
Well, let the riders know where they can find you.
You can find me on Twitter at the Devi Dirtbag.
All right. And I'm at JJ Wenner. You can, of course, follow us at Ride or Dynasty. Thank you for listening. Ryan, you want to say goodbye?
Well, catch you on the next one.
Boat drinks, my friends. Boat drinks.
Together, we die together. Bad boys for life.